church, where with mother we went, and our Sundays were spent with my friends at that old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt at that old country church, where with Jesus above, with His wonderful love, saved my soul at that old country church.
Holiness Church, coming to you by the means of radio over this fine station, C103. Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Bobby Sandlin. What a great privilege it is to come again to you this morning. Call a friend, tell a neighbor we're on the air. That's right, every Sunday morning at 11 o'clock right here on C103. Again, it's a great privilege, and we pray that this broadcast is a blessing to you. We'd like to send this broadcast out to our faithful contributors, the ones that make this broadcast possible. That's right, that's Harold and Louise Brummett right there in Buford, Ohio. We appreciate them and all that they do for the 5 Mile Holiness Church broadcast. We want to send it out to Anita and Vance Allen in Blanchester, Ohio. Appreciate them and all that they do. Also want to send it out to Sister Linda Hughes in West Union. Faithful contributor, faithful listener, right here on C103 broadcast. We're glad of each and every one that makes this broadcast possible. And if you would like to make a contribution to this broadcast, if you like what you hear and you enjoy it and you're a faithful listener every Sunday, we'd like to hear from you. Take the time, sit down, drop us a line, and tell us about our broadcast. Tell us what you like, what you dislike, what you'd like to hear more about. Amen. If you got a prayer request, put that in there. And we'd be glad, amen, to pray over it and give you a holler on the radio. Send all correspondence to our church office at 3083 U.S. Highway 50, Fayetteville, Ohio, 45118. Again, send all correspondence to our church office, 3083 U.S. Highway 50, Fayetteville, Ohio, 45118. We'll get that and read over it. Amen. We'd like to give you directions to our church if you've never been here before. We'd like for you to come out and pay us a visit. If you're coming from Mount Orb, you take Route 68 out of Mount Orb, approximately 5 miles, till you come to Route 286, turn left, and the church is on the right-hand side. If you're coming from Fayetteville, you take Route 68, approximately 5 miles, till you come to Route 286, turn left, or turn right, and the church is on the right-hand side. Our church service nights are Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday. Wednesday and Friday at 7:30, Sunday at 6, and Sunday school at 10:30 a.m. That's right. Every Sunday morning, we get into the Word of God and grow in the knowledge of the truth. We also want to give out a couple announcements before we get into this morning's message. And that's our radio or our website. We'd like for you to go to the website and learn more about the 5 Mile Old Fashioned Holiness Church. And that's www.5milehc.org. Again, that's one word, www.5milehc.org. And you can go to the website. Amen. We've got a sermon link there you can click on and hear the broadcast 7 days a week. All right. And we want you to do that and share it with a friend or a neighbor. Amen. We also want to give out Brother Brian Smith's homecoming. That's right. My brother-in-law that pastors the True Faith Holiness Church at 251 Morrow Road in South Lebanon, Ohio. And that is coming up May the 20th. May the 20th is his homecoming, annual homecoming, Sunday at 11 o'clock, May the 20th. And Brother Tom Roach will be the main speaker. So go out and pay a visit there to Brother Brian Smith and help him celebrate the homecoming festivities. Now, I also wanted to let you know, visitors out there, if you was making plans to come and visit us on May the 20th, we're not going to have service here that day because we're going over to Brother Brian Smith's homecoming. We try to help them in their homecoming. They come and help us. So just make a note of that. If you was planning on paying us a visit May the 20th, make another date because we're going to be closed out and going over to help Brother Brian Smith. All right. We're going to get into the Word of God. I've got a special message today. It takes the Lord. It takes the anointing of God. Amen. If God be my helper, I want to preach to you this morning out of the book of Ezekiel. Out of the book of Ezekiel chapter 33. Ezekiel chapter 33. Amen. I need God's Holy Ghost to help me today to preach to you. I feel compelled to bring this to you today. The Bible said in verse 8, "When I say unto you, wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die. If thou dost not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity. But his blood will I require at thine hand. Nevertheless, if thou warn the wicked of his way to turn from it, and if he do not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. Therefore, O thou son of man, speak unto the house of Israel. Thus ye speak, saying, if our transgressions and our sins be upon us, and we pine away in them, how should we then live? Say unto them, as I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways, for why will ye die, O house of Israel?" If the Lord would help me just for a few minutes of time this morning, we want to take the thought and preach to you God's blockade. Amen. Simply on God's blockade. Praise be to God. The Bible says here, amen, such a charge that he give, amen, the man of God. He told Ezekiel here, he said, "O man of God," he said, "to warn that man of his wicked way. Warn him and tell him that he's doing wrong. If thou fail to warn him of his wicked way, the Bible says, I would require his blood upon your hands." But he said, "O man of God, if you warn that wicked man of his wicked ways," said, "I'll require his blood on his own hands." And he said unto them, "The Lord has no pleasure in the death," amen, "of the wicked." Amen. But he said, "Tell them, O man of God, to turn from their wicked ways." Amen. God's blockade. I want to preach today simply on God's blockade. Amen. I began to do some research on this, and I thought, as I applied it to my life today, I thought, "Lord God, I'm a pastor today, Lord, and God, you've put people in my hands, Lord, and God, you've put them in my life, Lord, so that I may guide them and teach them in the ways of truth, Lord. And Lord, if I fail not to tell them the truth and preach to them the right way, God, there's coming a judgment day, and I'll know you will require of me." And when I read this, amen, different times, I thought, oh, amen, the Lord was giving a charge to the prophet of Ezekiel and told him, fail not to warn that man of his wicked ways. Amen. Praise be to God. And I thought about in generations past how they that God has sent men, amen, across our generations and across our countries, even all throughout the world, God has sent men, amen, to tell people of the wicked ways and to warn them, amen, to turn from them and call out on the name of the Lord, amen. But men and women in this hour turned their back on God, amen. They said no to the life giver, and they said no to the master, amen. Praise be to God, they went ahead their way, amen, and done their ways. But praise be to God, the Bible says, amen, be not deceived, for God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. But I want to preach today on God's blockade. What could I do? Amen. I thought about as a pastor. What could I do to keep men and women from going to hell? Amen. I tell them what the Word of God says. I tell them, amen, how God's been my everything in my life. I tell them how God will be there for you when no one else does. Amen. But still yet, I cannot make men or women, amen, live holy before God. It's a commitment you've got to make. Amen. Praise God. You've got to decide what to do. Amen. But oh, the charges in my life to warn you and tell you there's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. Amen. But here in the book of Ezekiel, amen, we find the man of God, amen, he had to tell it. He had to warn them. But even though through his warning, amen, that does not mean that they will heed to it. There will be individuals, amen, that will not hearken to the Word of God. Amen. They'll say to themselves, I got plenty of time. Amen. Yes, sir. It's happened over generations to generations. When you go back and flip through the Word of God, and flip back through the pages of God, amen, to the patriarchs of old and to the prophets of old, you'll find they had the same problem I got today. If you go all the way back to Noah's day, amen, they made fun of Noah. Amen, they mocked at him and said the old man don't know what he's talking about. But Noah said, get ready, it's going to rain. And God told Noah to build the ark, and Noah built it. But old men and women walk by, amen, day in, day out for 40 years. Amen. Noah built that ark, but brother and sister, it began to rain. Amen. And God told Noah, go into the ark. And God shut the door. Amen. And the Bible said the earth opened up and give its rain. Amen. And it rained for 40 days and 40 nights. Amen. But men and women believed then. And they beat upon the wall and they begged, oh Noah, open unto us. But the Bible said, once the master of the house has risen up and shut the door, no man can open. Notice this, Noah had the same problem. Even though he made refuge, even though God gave them a space of grace, men still denied, amen, refuge. They still denied hope of a better tomorrow. Amen. But the judgment came and the rain fell. Amen. And men went to hell and women went to hell because they made that choice. I notice this as we go down through history. We find even in Moses' day, God used him to lead his people out of bondage. Amen. Out of the land of Pharaoh. Amen. But oh, listen today. Amen. Praise be to God. Even though God showed his power through Moses with a mighty hand and a stretched out arm, he said there in Deuteronomy, I brought you from this place with a strong hand and a stretched out arm. Amen. But praise be to God, we find there, as Moses was away to get the commandments of God, amen, the Bible said they sat down to eat and drink, but rather rose up to play. And when they got up there, they made them a golden image, where the man of God God was getting the words of the Lord. And when Moses came back into the camp, amen, they was cutting themselves. They were stripped naked. They was worshiping idols. Amen. Praise be to God. And we find the word of God as Moses stood in the midst and said, "Who's on the Lord's side among us?" And the Bible said they was divided. And the earth opened up and 32,000 people were killed in one day. Amen. Individuals made their decision. The judgment came. Amen. And they went into the burnings. Men and women went into the burnings of hell. Amen. It wasn't because God wasn't there. It wasn't because God didn't warn and plead. It wasn't because there wasn't mercy and grace to save. But men and women decided to go that away. Amen. As I look through history, I find, amen, that God's blockade. Amen. God's roadblock. Amen. He's put men there. He's put prophets and preachers there. He's put the angels, amen, and stood in the way. Amen. To keep you from going down to the burnings. Amen. But men and women over trampled the blood of Jesus Christ. They went over the cross. They said, "Amen, we will not have it, nor will we do it." And now, my friend, they opened up their eyes in hell. Amen. I know today this is going to get graphic. And I want you to know I'm going to preach it the way God give it to me. But I want you to know out there in radio land, amen, you'll not go to hell today, amen, without crossing the cross of Jesus. You'll not go to hell today without bypassing the blood of God. Amen. His roadblock, amen, is there over and over, amen, pleading for you not to go that away. For the Bible said it's not His will that any should perish, but all come unto everlasting life. If you go to hell tonight, if you go to hell today, it's not because there wasn't a remedy. It won't be because there wasn't a Savior. Amen. Because God sent His only begotten Son, that whomsoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life, whether it's your choice. He said in His Word, "I set before you this day a life and death and good and evil." And He said to choose this day whom thou wilt serve. And the Bible said, He even gives us the answer. He said, "To choose life, and ye shall live." Well, I got to looking over the days and the days of yesterday and the history. Amen. And I find great men like Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. And I find men like David. And I find men that God used in great and mightily. But men went to hell, even in their generation, as great as men as they are. And I thought about, oh God, how can I prevent men from going to hell? And the Lord began to deal with my heart. And He said, "I've already sent the blockade. I've already set up a roadblock. Amen. If they go to hell, they'll have to go around me." Amen. I want to preach God's blockade on the road to hell. Amen. Brother, listen today. Amen. Even though we've had great men of old, and men that had a backbone that would preach old time holiness and brought this down to me so I could bring it to you, I'm here to tell you we can't make men and women, amen, live godly and soberly. But the commission is still the same. Oh, man of God, I warn that wicked man of his wicked ways. Amen. At least I cause his blood to fall upon your hands. Amen. I'm going to warn you. I'm going to tell you from time to time. Amen. Don't go that broad road. That broad road that leadeth to destruction. And many go in thereat. Amen. Because straight and narrow is the way that leadeth to life. And few there be that find it. I'm here to tell you. Amen. God's made a way for you. He's made a way for your escape. Amen. Why will you die? Amen. With envy and strive in your heart. Why will you die with lust, amen, and hatred in your heart, amen? Why will you die, amen, in that condition that you're in? You don't have to go that way, amen. God set up a roadblock,
came and he sent his only begotten son, and he stands in the way on that road going to hell. Amen. And if you go to hell this morning, you'll bypass the Savior. You'll cross over the cross. You'll go to the regions of the damned because you rejected the Savior. Amen. But I want you to know today, you can make up your mind. I'm not going that way. I'm going to listen at the Word of God. I'm going to hear the man of God. I'm going to hearken to the Spirit that's drawing me so I can have life and have it more abundantly. Amen. Praise be to God. The more I looked at this scripture, I related it to, amen, amen, law enforcement, amen, that's after a gangster, or maybe after a burglar, or maybe after a bank robber, amen, that's high speed pursuit. And I got to thinking how this is related. If you'll just, amen, listen for a moment, and relate this to your everyday life. Amen, here's the bank robber. Amen, he's trying to pursue away, amen, from the law enforcement, and he's on his way, but oh, down the road, they've set up the blockade, they've got the roadblock, amen, they got a helicopter in the air, they got chopsticks on the road, amen, here goes that robber, amen, he dives here and he darts there, amen, to prevent the roadblock, amen, no matter where he goes, amen, there's a helicopter overhead that knows exactly where he's at. Amen. And I want to say today, I want to relate that helicopter as the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost, the power and the Spirit of God, it knows exactly where you're at. It doesn't matter where you drive. Amen. Where you live. Amen. You cannot dig a grave deep enough. You can't climb a high enough mountain. Amen. To get away from the presence of God. I want you to know one day in your life, in all your running, you're going to run smack dab in the middle of God's blockade, God's roadblock. What is it, preacher? Is it the angels that he sent from heaven? No. Amen. But he sent his only begotten son, and he's standing in the way. He's God's blockade. Amen. And he's got his hand stretched out, and he's telling, don't go that away. But he's saying, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Amen. The Bible said, if any man shall call upon the name of the Lord, he shall be saved. Excuse me. I want you to know today, you don't have to go that way. God has sent his only son, amen, as the blockade, the roadblock, amen, to stop you from going that way. I begin to think about a little story I want to share with you today. Amen. In the last few minutes of this broadcast, I feel like it's fitting. Amen. But there was this mom and daddy. They raised their daughter in church. I mean, she knew all about church. She sung in the choir. She was faithful. And her name is Sissy. And Sissy knew all about God and knew all about the Word of God. Amen. But there come a time in her life, she thought that her grass was greener on the other side. She wanted to try out the world and all its pleasures. And one day she got angry with her mama and her daddy, and she said, Mom, she said, when I turn 21, she said, I'm going to leave it here. Amen. And I'm going to go out into the world and I'm going to do my thing. Amen. Well, mom and dad begin to pray and they begin to seek the Lord, and they said, Lord, Lord, watch over, Lord God. Lord, don't let us stray away from you. But I thought about the story went that on that 21st birthday, a sissy got up that morning and went into the kitchen, his mama making breakfast. And she had her suitcase packed and looked over at mommy across the table and said, Mama, today's the day. I told you when I turned 21, I'm going to go out and I'm going to do the things of the world. And mama said, said, well, honey, said, we've been a praying and we've been asking God to help you. And if that's what you want to do, we can't stop you. I'm preaching today on God's roadblock, God's blockade. Amen. What happened, little sissy? She went ahead and went on out into the world. Amen. Done her thing, had a good time. Amen. Mom and daddy didn't have any connection. They began to worry and they began to cry. Mama would sit down by the side of her bed and she'd pray and she'd say, Lord, wherever she's at, Lord, watch over and keep her. Amen. Finally, she got a letter not too many months later. Her sissy had been gone for about 6 months. And she got a letter, and in that letter, it said, amen, Mama. Said, I'm expecting a child, and I don't have a husband. Amen. Oh, Mama began to cry, Lord. Lord, watch over, Lord. Amen. My baby's in trouble. Amen. Time went on. Amen. Got a letter and said, amen. And Mama, we've had the baby. And said, it's a little girl. Amen. Mom and Daddy were so grieved in their heart. Amen. But one day they said, Lord, amen. Say, sissy, Lord, don't let her stray away. Amen. But I thought about, it doesn't matter if you've had a praying mommy. It doesn't matter if you've had a praying daddy. It doesn't matter if you went to church all your younger days. But when you crossed that bloodline, amen, and you decide to go the other direction, I'm here to tell you, the devil's there to kill, steal, and to destroy. Amen. We find out, amen, that the state patrol pulled up one morning. Amen. Daddy opened the door, and the state patrol come with the sad news. Amen. That sissy had been found killed. Amen. They said, oh God, why didn't you save her? Amen. But I thought about the word of God teaches us. Amen. Once you've known the way of righteousness, if you should turn from it, amen, the Bible said it would have been better for you not have known it than to turn from it. Amen. Oh, God, help me today. Amen. The story said that sissy wrote a letter. Amen. And in that letter, she apologized to mommy. And she apologized to daddy. And she apologized to Jesus. Amen. She said, I'm sorry. Amen. Amen. It was a suicide letter. A sissy had killed herself. They said in the letter, they said she couldn't stand it anymore. Amen. Knowing that she turned her back on God. Amen. Knowing that she crossed the bloodline. Amen. It tortured her in such a state. Amen. That she took her own life. Listen to me today. The devil's after your soul. But I'm here to preach to you. There's a roadblock. There's a blockade. And it's Jesus Christ with his hands stretched wide. And he's telling you not to go. How about it today? You're out there and you know where you need to be. You've heard the songs of Zion. You've heard the preaching. Amen. It's not too late to turn around and find the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you hearing this old time preacher today? God's blockade! Jesus Christ! Amen. Praise be to God. Oh, listen, Cain said. Cain said it like this in the book of Genesis. Cain said, oh my Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear. It's when God rejected Cain and came and called him a vagabond because he killed his brother Abel. But listen, before Cain made that decision, the book of Genesis chapter 4 verse 6, God said to Cain, if thou do that which thou hast made up in thy mind, said, sin lieth at the door. Cain made the decision. He went over the authority of God. He bypassed the roadblock. And God said, if you do it, sin lieth at the door. But Cain went ahead anyway and he killed his brother. And the Bible said God rejected Cain. And Cain said, I cannot stand it. I cannot take it, Lord. The pain is too hard. You don't have to be that way. That's why I'm taking the time today to preach to you. God's roadblock, God's blockade, which is Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Bobby Salmon with the 5 Mile Old Fashioned Holiness Church. Till we meet again next Sunday, 11 o'clock. May the Lord bless you, is my prayer.